For my meeting with Brad Pitt for a 15-minute interview, I drove as instructed to a nearly completed home in the Make It Right neighborhood in the Lower Ninth Ward. Security allowed me in, and I was shown to an empty back room where Brad Pitt was sitting by himself behind a bare, simple, fold-out table.
It is nice and echoey in here because this is a brand new...
They're so airtight that, I mean, you can't hear it. Claiborne's right there, and you can't hear it.
My first question was, when was the last time you were here, and what do you think of the changes that you've seen here now?
We've been, trying to bring a film here every year, and last time I spent extensive time was last spring where we shot a film here, and then I buzzed through in the fall to check on things, kind of an in-and-out kind of trip, and every time I come back, you get to see the neighborhood grow a little bit more, and coming over the Claiborne Bridge is my favorite sight.
Apparently that's quite the tourist attraction as well. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I feel for the neighborhood. I wish they could profit from it some way or have tours or something. But they've been, when we started this thing, we said we hated it if we brought in a circus. And he said the neighborhood's response was it's already a circus. So I'm not sure how they deal with it, or if it's actually a positive thing, because this is such an emblem of change and survival and resilience and putting your life back together and putting it together in a new way. So I'm sure it's a push-pull.
Have you been around to other projects, other housing developments, such as Habitat for Humanity, and what are your thoughts on those?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Habitat for Humanity. I've volunteered before with Habitat Humanity. I love what they do. And they build a mass quantity of homes. They get a lot of people in, and the spirit of working together to build them with the families, it's an amazing venture with great success. This project here was after something different, or we're after something different, and that is how do we define our neighborhoods for the future? If buildings are 45% of our pollution, if affordable housing is built with toxic materials that where kids are plagued with asthma and run up their health bills and utility bills and almost keep people in a low-income trap, does it have to be that way just because we've been doing it that way for so long? So we wanted to see, and with the community here, if we could build... For the same amount of money, we could drive the price down, but build a house that was a home of dignity, a dignity for the family, their paycheck, their health, their kids' future. And it has been, we've had amazing results. And I think this goes so much further beyond just one neighborhood. I mean, already this place that suffered great horror and historically was marginalized is now the most high performing, healthy, greenest neighborhood in the country. And I think that's a message that needs to get out. There is no reason we need to build any other way now. And you'll see, you'll talk to these families whose utility bills were once $300 are now $28, $12, sometimes $7. It's an amazing story.
You started, I think, was it 2007 you came down and then thought, yeah, all right, we're going to do 150 homes, is that correct?
I came down first a few months after the hurricane and worked on a smaller project with Global Green. And then we expanded the idea here and got it going in 07. So this is what we see now is 4 years of intense focus and families determined to come home, and I can't wait to see what the next 4 years are going to bring.
I think you've got 80, about 80 now?
Yeah. Uh-huh. A few others under construction.
I think you wanted at the beginning, I think you said that this will take a couple of years. Was that naive? Is it more complicated than you had imagined?
It is so much more complicated than I ever imagined. And yes, it was a complete naivete. And if I had seen all the roadblocks and all the hurdles we'd have to get across, it probably would have looked too daunting. But we've had great people who believe in what we're doing here and solve these problems one by one. And great solutions come out of them, actually. So, you know, our initial pledge was 150 homes. We're not leaving after that. We're here, and we want to see how far this can grow.